Is this morning experiencing breakthrough? It is part of the series of the blessed life. Say it with me, blessed life. You have a blessed life because of Jesus. That's a good place to say amen. Amen. Nothing more, nothing less. You have Jesus, your goal, your inspiration is to know what that comes with because you have Jesus. And the more you fellowship, connect, get roots, be part of the journey, you will understand how blessed you are to be a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. So this blessed life deals with breakthroughs. Breakthroughs is areas of your life that you wanted to experience freedom and peace. Freedom and peace. And you want to begin to see the hand of God in your life, in your situation, whatever you are going through. James chapter 2 is going to help us. Amen? James chapter 2 is going to help us understand the journey of the breakthrough. I want to begin reading in verse, how about if we start in verse 14? If y'all look at me for a moment, I'm just going to give you a little head start. I want to give you a little basic of the understanding of James chapter 2. James is asking a lot of questions to the church. You are asking a lot of questions to God. So there's nothing wrong with asking questions. Can I say that again? There is nothing wrong with asking questions. Ask God all the questions you want. And the more you do that, the more you will be sensitive to how the voice of God is towards your life. So all you're going to hear is how amazing the information is about breakthroughs. I want to start in verse 14. What does it profit, my brother, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Everybody can talk about faith, and a lot of people talk about works. So the writer is saying, what does it profit a brother or a sister, someone who says he has faith but does not have works? Can he save him? Another question. If a brother or a sister is naked and destitute of daily food, if one of them say to them, depart in peace, but warns them, and not feel them, or warms them or feel them, but you do not give them the things which are needed, the body, what does it profit? Another question. Faith itself, if it does not have works, it's dead. So the writer is explaining how important faith is and also how important works is. The struggle is, what is works? And hopefully, as we keep reading, we'll have a better understanding. Reason behind it is that you and I will not miss our breakthrough. We will not miss our blessing. We won't miss what we've been working hard for. Now, I see and I experience all the time wonderful people who miss it. And you've got to be tired of missing that blessing, that breakthrough in your life that is yours. It belongs to you. Why? Because you have Jesus. He's called you to be an overcomer. He's called you to believe. He's called you to have faith. He's called you to trust. He's called you to be a winner, if I may use that terminology. And so we win by understanding that our responses are crucial in the time of trial and tribulation. Let's keep reading. Verse 18. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without works and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that there is one God. Okay? Then it says, you do well by believing there's one God. Even the demons believe, but you know what they do? They tremble. So we meet a lot of people that believe the Bible. Can you say amen? But it's a different group of believers when they obey the Bible. Help me out this morning. Okay? Let's keep reading. Verse 20. But you want to know, O foolish man, that with faith or faith without works is dead. Another question. Then he gives us an example. He gives us a description. And I want you to get this morning, because my message is based on that my experience is breakthrough. Once you've tasted the goodness of God, guess what? That's all you're going to want. Once you've tasted the goodness of God, that's what you're going to want. Amen? Why is that important? Because we tasted what is not of God. We have tasted what is not of God. So we position ourselves to a place that we are people that know how to walk in faith. And it's the evidence of walking in faith is that there's some healthy works, healthy boundaries that are from the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's keep reading. Excuse me. So the first example is Abraham's. Everybody say Abraham. Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he offered Isaac, his son, at the altar? You know the story, you know the background. Anytime God says, I want you to sacrifice your first son to see if you believe me, if you trust me, how many of us would do that? We would say, get behind me, Satan. That's not of God. Now, this is just an example. It literally did happen. But that was the test. See, God's test is not so much if you believe. The test is, are you going to be faithful when you see it? And are you going to be faithful when you don't see it? Amen. Let's keep reading. So it says in verse 22, do you see that faith was working together with the works, and the works of faith was made perfect or mature? And the scripture was fulfilled, which says Abraham, and it gives us a description, that Abraham believed God. He was accounted to him to be righteous. He was called the friend of God. Can you imagine? Come on, just for a moment, think about it. You're not being spiritual or super spiritual, or you're not being weird, but would it be okay to say that you and God are best friends? You're being spiritual and you're being scriptural, that I have a relationship with Almighty God who created the heavens and the earth. So verse 24. So you see then that a man's justified by works, not by faith only. Likewise, Rahab, you know the story. If you don't know the story, all you do is cross-reference. Go hear about her and find out why she was part of the lineage of Jesus Christ. And if you want to get really spiritual, she's a great-grandmother of who? Jesus Christ. What was she? According to the scripture, she was a harlot. Let's keep reading. Likewise, was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she received the messenger and sent them out their way? This is the verse I wanted to read to you this morning. He said, well, how come you went all the way around? I just wanted to make sure you were paying attention to me. Verse 26 says, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Amen. Father God, this morning, give me your presence, guide me, lead me in the few moments that I have this morning with your people, who you love and who you've died for, who they belong to you. They don't belong to no one else. They're your children. They're your kids. They're your flock. They're your people. You called them out. You summoned them. You're the one that's stirring up their hearts and their minds, and you're the one that's pulling them to be in a position to walk with you, Lord God, by your Spirit. No one else is doing that but you, Almighty God, because that's how much you love them. They don't understand half the things they go through, but today, God, the month of August is going to be a month where a breakthrough in Jesus' name happens, and they will rejoice with you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So let's take that last verse, verse 26. Let's take it together, okay? Let's take a little time here because I'll read it one more time. So that way, the point is, how do I experience breakthrough? Some of the ingredients is this, that the two keys to experiencing breakthrough is faith and works. I think we'll do good today together if we can leave to make sure we all have a clear understanding of that word works. Say it with me, works. Works is a big part of your breakthrough to happen in your life. I just want to throw that out this morning. So by having faith, by asking God and hearing the word, asking God, hearing the word, asking God, hearing the word. Once he tells us what to do because of the word, once he tells us what to do because of the word, we have faith, and then we learn to act on what he says. Not what another person says. What God says. And this is why this is crucial, because the reason why we respond, not react. React is that we are emotional people. Nothing wrong being with emotional people, especially if you're a Bronco fan. You're really emotional. You remind me of the three fans that were climbing a mountain. They were on top of the mountain. One says, I'm a New York Jet fan. And the other one says, I'm a Raider fan. The other one says, I'm a Bronco fan. And he says, well, I'm going to show you how dedicated I am as a fan. The New York Jet fan just threw himself off the mountain and says, that's for you, New York Jets fans. And the Bronco guy comes up and grabs the Raider fan, and this is for you, Bronco fans. Raider fans, I love you, but you need deliverance in Jesus' name. Back to the Word of God. Romans, I want you to go to Romans real quick. Romans chapter 10. I want you to see this yourself. The reason why we can respond in faith is that we have heard God, and faith comes by hearing. I want you to read this verse with me. People use it, abuse it. They don't understand it. They use it to try to put God in a puzzle. They try to put God in a genie bottle, but it doesn't work. Romans 10, 17, I know that you have read this before, but I want to read it together because there's a few more verses there in that chapter that I would like for you to also read with me. So, then faith, that's what James chapter 2 is talking about. They added works to it. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, James 2:26 is saying, faith without works is what? I want us to leave today, if you don't mind, making sure we all understand what works means. I looked up all the great dictionaries, all the great translations, all the Bible expository, all that information. I looked at all of it. And the only word that makes sense is this word, and I want to give it to you so that way you can to chew on it, digest it, get a feel of it. And this is what I think it's really saying. Faith without obedience is dead. Amen. Think about it. Write it somewhere. Put it somewhere. Because somewhere in the journey, you're going to begin to understand the key to that concept and the principle of Romans 10:17. Let's go back to Romans 10:17 one more time. So in God's ways, simple ways, how he operates, people do not come to saving grace. They come to saving grace, by them reading the Bible or someone telling them about Jesus. In 1982, 1983, I heard these words from an individual. I'll paraphrase it, I'll simplify it, I'll keep it simple, I'll keep it short. These are the words that he said to me. He said, I watched you grow up. And when you were 16, 17, 18, what I spoke over your life was the culture, the world, the drug world got him. He is just going to be one of those kids that got lost in the shuffle. I've watched you get yourself in trouble, get yourself into messes. There was no hope for you. These are his words to me. But one day, somebody say one day. I saw you walk in and you were different. Something happened to you, not for the bad, but for the good. And I watched you for 8 months. Somebody say 8 months. And I asked you one simple question. What was the transformation? What was the difference in your life? And I must have said to him, I found Jesus. Jesus came into my life. He began to read the Bible. And he read it for 6 months. And he said, because I saw the transformation in your life, and I saw that you were no longer going to be somebody lost in the shuffle, that something amazing is taking place in your life. He said he gave his life to Jesus. Why? Because he watched me. And he said, there's something different about you. I found Jesus. My life was changed. He became a Sunday school teacher. And this man was a director of a big organization that I grew up in, and I was part of staff back in the 80s. And the reason why I'm sharing this with you, because of this point that I want to make, that the Holy Spirit uses the Word of God to awaken a response of faith within each of us. It is the reality of the Word of God that which we rest our faith in and our salvation. Listen, if you're not reading the Bible every day, you're being distracted. I'm not going as far as saying you're being deceived. You're just being distracted of your breakthrough that you're looking for in your life, because in the Word says, faith cometh by hearing the Word of God. And when you hear the Word of God, what involves that is the Holy Spirit. When you read the Word of God, it involves your faith and involves your obedience. And the closer you get to God, then you experience the breakthroughs that come from the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, so faith without obedience is dead. When obedience is involved, now I just want you to see this for a moment, because I want one more verse that I want to read. When obedience is involved, because works is obedience. It's not being busy. It's not, you know, doing good service work. All that is wonderful and good. But when you obey the Word of God for your life, it changes everything. And it changes. So what really happens, I think, I may be wrong. I always leave the door open because I have critics. You have critics. People want me to be a certain way. They want me to behave a certain way. I am who I am, and I will be who I am. And you hang out with me, you're going to have a good time. We're going to laugh. We're going to cry. And we might even box in Jesus' name. Uh-huh. It's a spiritual boxing, not a physical boxing. You are Guys, sound like a game show or something. You are God's masterpiece in progress. I want you to get that this morning. You are in a journey. It's one day at a time. You're not an event. You're not a show. You're not going to prove nothing to anybody. This is between you and God. God's tugging you. God's pulling you. God's doing the work. Our word there is to support and be a good cheerleader. I don't know if you ever seen me cheer. Go to a track meet and watch me. I'm encouraging you. I run right there along with them. Now, not as fast as I used to. But I got your back, not because I need something from you. I got your back because God wants to use you. He can set you free. You are God's masterpiece in progress. All right, I got a few minutes. I want you to soak this in. So when obedience is added to your faith, something's happening. And I think what's happening is you are created for good works. You are God's masterpiece in progress. You are being transformed into His image. You just don't like the journey, how He's doing it. You are a clay in the potter. You are being renewed day by day. You are the work in progress. You're being refined like gold. You are created to bear good fruit and fruit that is from God. You are made to be a holy and righteous. You are the vessel of honor. You are going to be His example. Somebody wave your hand to me like this. You are going to be God's best example. So, Pastor, right now I am. You're right. But the day will come that you will be. And then you'll look back and says, wow, God used everything to get me to where I'm at today. That's why all of your testimonies, and you got some very powerful testimonies in this house. Woo! Man, what an amazing testimony. But we all have one. Come on, somebody say amen. I don't mind people writing books and saying that they've been chosen by God. And I always smile and say, amen, you are correct. You're chosen. But so was everyone that would call upon the name of the Lord. They are chosen. They've been called by God to do good works for the glory of God. Whew. Listen, I want you to run to one more verse and I'm going to close. Romans chapter 6. I want you to see this yourself. What I want you to see is what the scripture is saying to us. So, that God is eager and excited to lead us into blessing. Just run to Romans chapter 6 in a moment. And when He directs us, and when we obey God, not doctrine, not church, not me. Don't even dare try to obey me. I have no authority over you. All I am is a covering and a protection and accountability if you want it. If you don't want it, it's okay. I want to be there to see the miracle, the blessing in your life, and we'll rejoice together because you've been blessed by God. That is why the scripture says, and it says this, that whoever hears this saying of mine and does them, he's going to be like a wise man who builds his house on a rock. Listen, let me tell you why obedience is so hard. Because 60% of the churches in Puebla, and I did say it, you heard me say it. 60% of the people of the churches in Puebla are no longer teaching obedience to God. Make me feel good, get me out in half hour, and leave me alone for the next week, and I'll be back. And I may write you a check for $10. Listen, I wish I can preach something else to the body of believers, but I'm at the end of my journey. What I mean by that, I'm celebrating this month, 40 years of preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And other churches are having these big celebrations of 40 years. And I says, no, I don't want that. What do you want? Just a prayer from you. That's all I want. Let's see if he can last another 20 years. And you'll say, oh, no, I don't think we want him that long. Maybe 10. Listen. Obedience, listen, this is what I want you to get, is not a matter of seeing the whole path. Only taking the next step. That's how your breakthrough is going to happen. What's my next step, Lord? And if you can leave today saying, God, thank you for revealing what my next step is, because and then he'll guide you in the next step and in the next step. And then you have breakthrough and then you wow, I've been wanting this and what do I do with it? Yeah? What do I do with it? It's like that dog that barks at that car. What is it going to do when he gets it? Barking at him. He's like, what? God's going to tell you what to do with it. See, I can stand behind here this morning and tell you I have been in debt majority of my life. Debt, I believe, is an evil spirit. I believe it keeps you in bondage. When 65% of my money was going to debt, then there was something wrong. But today, somebody say today. Today I owe no man, not a penny. If anything, they owe me. How did that happen, Pastor Bobby? I'm going to tell you how that happened. I took my faith, added obedience. It kept alive. The breakthrough happened. And God showed me in his word how to do it. I believed it. I stood on it. It settled it. I walked through it. There were times of temptation. But today, I can tell you because of discipline and a consistency and discipline and discipline and consistency and consistency and discipline, it's not a broken record. I just want to make sure you're following me. What's the key to this? And the Holy Spirit is so good. He prompts you. Either you're letting the Holy Spirit lead you or you're quenching the Holy Spirit. I want us to see the hand of God in your life and watch something beautiful take place that is from the Lord in Jesus' precious name. Amen. You at Romans chapter 6? Are you there? Let me close with this. This is beautiful. Somebody say beautiful. This is beautiful because once you add obedience, then you begin to see the work of the Lord. And if there's no obedience, it's dead. There's no result. There's no evidence. There's no pursuing. There's no hard work. Hard work is the key to this. But Romans chapter 6 is going to really help us with this. In Jesus' name. Are you there? Say amen. Amen. Romans chapter 6. I'm telling you what, these chapters are powerful. I'm going to begin reading verse 16. Sister Madeline, you need help? Brother Joe, can you help? You're okay? Come on to the piano. Slowly, you got it? She's doing wonderful. The doctor says she wasn't supposed to walk for 3 months, and in less than a month, she starts walking. Amen? She went through major surgery, and here she is worshiping the Lord with us. And I think why she crutch, because sometimes I think she uses it on Brother Joe. Hallelujah. That's just between you and I. Says, here he comes now. He didn't hear. Romans chapter 6, verse 16. Let's read this together, and I'll close. This is good, because nobody wants to say obedience, obey, follow up, trust the process. I believe I'll add obedience to it. Let there be breakthrough. I always tell people all the time, when you're ready, all remedy, all of solutions are available to you. When you're ready, say, I'm ready. When you're ready, everything will be available to you. All you got to do is be ready. All you got to do is say, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired. And when you say, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, you're ready. And when you're ready, that's why everybody's rock bottom is different. Mine was different. Everybody was different. But I'm here today by the grace of God, and I go forward by the grace of God. Oh, and by the way, not only 40 years of ministry, 45 years ago, I gave my life to Jesus Christ, month of August. And I got married in the month of August, 45 years ago. Tell me if Deanna Aragon's not a saint by now. She's a saint. Just when you see her, say, hi, Saint Deanna, and then I'm in trouble. I went to college, went to the military. First 3 years were my foundation. Then we had our first child in 1983, and the rest of it's history. Romans 6:16. Why do you say that, Pastor Bobby? Because all I want is prayer from you. Because I pray for you, you pray for me. Amen? I need it. Verse 16. Do you not know to whom you present slaves to obey? Do you not know that to whom you present yourself slaves to obey? There's that word, obey. You are the one slave whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or obedience leading to righteousness. But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart, from the doctrine to which you were delivered. Having been set free from sin, now you become slave to righteousness. Whom are you going to serve? It's the same energy. Honestly, it is. It takes enough same energy to be a marcao, and a same energy to follow Jesus. Consistency, discipline, discipline, consistency. So that word, obedience, obey, contains something that we have to embrace. It's hearing and responding and obeying. Today, I choose to believe the Word of God for my life. And if you want to get just real spiritual about it, some people like to get their Bible, put it under their pillow, and start that way. And then the first thing they do is they open it up. Some carry a little Bible. I call them the 45s. But some people like carrying the 50 and some kind of machine gun. I'm sure those Christians that have these Bibles like and they scare me. I turned the other way. I said, man, that guy's got to carry the Word of God wherever you go. When I was in basic training in Fort Leonard Wood, 80% humid, 90% heat, I had that little military Bible. Every time I had a break, I opened it up because I needed God's strength and I needed God's direction in my life. A person slave to that which he gives obedience and to which recognized as his master. I get up and say, Jesus, you're my master. The world was my master, but not today. Jesus is my master. And I'm grateful for that because I know that, again, we are the righteousness of God. We are his testimony. We are his example. We're the salt and the light. People, listen, the reason why I told you that story, that man watched me almost destroy my life. And he said, you walked in one day, and I said, there's something different about that young man. Wow. And he watched me. And finally he says, what's different about you? And with the best smile I can give him, I gave my life to Jesus Christ. I'm going to be a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he says, no way, I'm going to school to be a minister of the God. Not knowing what exactly what that was about. But today, that man is a Sunday school teacher because he saw evidence, he saw fruit, he saw a testimony that this Jesus can experience breakthroughs in our lives. Amen. Would you stand together and put your hands together and just give him a wonderful praise and a wonderful worship? Come on, let's do better than that. Let's put our hands together. Hallelujah. So faith without obedience is dead. Faith with obedience, we see breakthroughs in Jesus' name. Listen, this part belongs to God. Let's be reverent. Let's be righteous. Let the Spirit of God lead us. It's real simple. Just add obedience to your faith and watch the breakthrough happen. This worship course, please sing it unto the Lord. If you want to pray right there, you can. If you want to come to the altar, you can. But this is the time between you and God.